Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the pathway from writing to publishing can throw a curve for many aspiring authors. Local author Jerry Taylor pressed on in having her book, originally penned as a screenplay, published earlier this year. She joins me to share on her experience and the new book, The Kitchen Dance. Jerry, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. The project started out as a screenplay. Why decide to change to a book?
Well, I had a college professor, Ken Robbins, tell me that my stories were good and that I should look into making a book out of them first. That way I would have more control over my story. Because when you turn something over to a screenplay, they start switching it around. The next thing you know, you've got a grasshopper and a dog playing the roles. So I wanted to keep my story as true as possible. And that way I could tell my story versus having a screen, you know, the director or somebody switching it around to make their story.
Yeah. Were there any challenges presenting to you in going from one form to another, from screenplay, something that you perhaps would see on film, and to writing as for a book?
Well, when you hand over a screenplay to a director, it becomes their vision, and I had some ideas of how I wanted my setting to be. So actually, the challenge was creating my settings and actually almost directing my movie, because I had to envision the areas, and I drove around some places in Shreveport, actually, to get some ideas of where these settings would be, and I took some pictures, and I have some old warehouses and things like that where I got my ideas. So you delve deeper into a world, you create this wonderful world, and it becomes this vision of not of just the characters, but of like, in this case, there's a warehouse. She lives in an apartment she's created that is all white. Everything is white in there because she works with so much color and so much different styles in her career as an interior designer that she needed a place to rest her mind at the end of the day. So it was wonderful to do that. And I think it was a challenge because it's so not like myself. I love being surrounded by color. Yeah. So to create a character who's totally opposite of what I would do was challenging, but a lot of fun. Filling in a lot of details, it became more of about what did I learn in English classes in college? You know, am I writing the correct sentences? You know, so filling in all that information, going from dialogue to description is totally a different experience. I do like writing the dialogue because obviously I like to talk. So.
Creating that world, and you mentioned a totally different experience. Well, share on the publishing world and your experience there.
Oh, it's a tough world. It is a tough world. I recently read a book where the author of this book was saying how everyone eventually would be publishing in some format because people had voices that they wanted to be heard. And we're lucky to be living in a time when you can self-publish. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, I do recommend self-publishing. If you have a good editor and someone who can really clean up your work, I can read just the first chapter of a book, or actually first paragraph of a book, and can tell if it's been self-published. And I'm always fearful that mine's falling into that realm. But, I was trying to get an editor. Trying to get an agent and things like that. And it is very difficult. It is a tough world out there. So I don't think my skin was thick enough for it. So I was lucky to put my project on Kickstarter. And that was to have it edited professionally before I submitted. And it also with the intent of self-publishing. But I really wanted to put out good work. So I did that. And a woman read my Kickstarter project, and she contacted me by the phone and said, "You need to pull this off. Your book is good. I want to read your book." So she read it, and she was the first one to make me an offer as an independent publisher to publish my book. And then I kind of looked at her contract, and I wasn't really comfortable with it until I looked at some other ones. So I put it out to independent publishers, and then I was picked up by three other that offered me a contract, and I was kind of went with the one I did, and based on their contract and the amount that they were offering and all the contract mm-hmm. issues, but they let me do my own cover, and I kind of like that for my first book. I'm a little bit of a control freak.
Yeah.
So this gave me a chance to just do a little bit more with my book.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed that.
Yeah, it all came together with The Kitchen Dance. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the premise of the book.
Well, The Kitchen Dance. Ironically, I've kind of experienced The Kitchen Dance recently. I was doing a dinner theater at Chef Eric Johnson's, and as part of being in the cast, we also serve food, and so moving around the kitchen, and then we don't bump into each other and crash into each other, especially inexperienced waitresses like myself. But I really love that moment when we're all working together seamlessly and quietly, and that's how you relate to people in a world. If you just take something as simple as being inside a kitchen with somebody and working around other people, that's how we relate to each other, whether it's a stranger or a person you're intimate with. We work around each other, and people come into your lives, and they join the dance, and then they lead the dance. But they were there, and they were part of your life. And I have this quote at the beginning, according to Rene Descartes, "No two bodies can occupy the same space at the same time, and any physical motion of a body involves moving other bodies from the space they occupy." In my first work of contemporary fiction, Jewel and Alan create their own movements in The Kitchen Dance.
Well, you be able to share more on the book coming up this weekend at the Downtown River Market. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is my first time to do the Downtown River Market. I've seen information about it. I'm on their newsletter and stuff, and I registered for it a while back just to get to know it more. And it's supposed to be a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to being there.
And if someone would like to find out more, Jerry, how can you find out about your work and other projects coming up as well?
Well, I do have a website. It's G2Taylor. So G2Taylor.com.
The book is The Kitchen Dance from local author Jerry Taylor. Jerry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.